Hello and welcome to Holistic Horseworks Talks. My name's Lillian Shoup. I'm here with April Love, the founder of Holistic Horseworks, and we have some questions from horse owners about natural horse care. I've been seeing a lot of issues on Facebook where people are like, what do I do about my itchy horse? They're rubbing their tails, they're rubbing their faces. They're very sensitive to the flies. Some of them are, they even have them on steroids. What can be done about that?
So a lot of autoimmune and allergies, you have to break it down to, are they allergic to the fly bites and everything, is environment, but also cranial sacral. So are you boarding at a place that has a lot of flies? We get back to, you can do the diatomaceous earth in the pasture on the fresh poop piles. And within 21 days, you'll have fewer flies. I came back from a trip. My horses were on irrigated pasture and they had like 10,000 flies on each of my two horses. And I was like, oh my God, run to the feed store, get the whole fly sheet, that they got to wear in summer to keep them off, until 21 days later, we can take the fly population down. So you always want to see if you can work on the environment first. So that's when we get the organic food grade diatomaceous earth. Put it in a kitchen garbage bag, poke just tiny holes in the bottom and walk around your pasture or paddock area and sprinkle a little bit. You don't want to cover it in white. You just want to sprinkle it lightly, because anything that lands on it, it's going to get the diatomaceous on its legs. It cuts open the exoskeleton and they dehydrate and die. And it's a 21-day cycle. So you have to do it for at least that long. If you pick up manure, sprinkle it in layers in the wheelbarrow and invite all the flies to come have a feast. You'll notice in 21 days that you have fewer flies. So always look at the cause of what you can do, even if you're boarding just in your paddock. So, and then going on to, is it just a lot of flies on one horse, because they'll have a lower immune system? So if one horse has a lot more flies than other horses in the same area, you need to look at what's going on with that horse. So horses that have done a lot of pullback when tied or had severe head issues or injuries that compress the cranial bones in the head, within 3 to 4 years, you're going to see autoimmune issues and allergies. So when you're looking at the response of the horse, is it mosquitoes? Is it flies? Are they allergic to it? Are they having reactions? My horses were out on 5 acres, and in the spring and fall when it would rain a little bit, we had oak trees and they would get ticks and oak mites. And when they're out on pasture, you can't do a lot. So I had to do that once a week spot on treatment that you would put on their knees and hocks and a little bit on their mane and the base of their tail to at least keep the ticks off of them and some of the bugs. If you're able to get to your horse every day and they have neck rubbing, which is like threadworms or just allergies, we mix up, I use doTERRA essential oils. So we mix up, it's either tea tree oil or melaleuca and lavender in a 32-ounce spray bottle. You'd put about 15 or 20 drops of each in 32 ounces of water, and you can spray it on the horse, rub it in, and let it dry. It's very good for sunburns, for bugs, and for helping skin to heal. And if they rub it raw, then you've got mosquitoes and flies biting that area. So then again, I get that Desitin in the jar with the screw off lid, and I'll put a little bit of that on, especially on the belly and the bug bites, because it stays on. You don't want the stuff in the tube, because that just gets hot and drips off. So if you get that really thick stuff and you put it on all the bug bites, the zinc lays down to protect the skin, and the mosquitoes and flies can't keep getting in there and laying eggs and also biting them, because that's what really is driving them nuts. So you have to look at the environment. What can you do in the environment? And then what's actually affecting the horse? If they're on steroids for allergies, then you need to look on my cranial sacral page on my Holistic Horseworks website, because allergies and autoimmune is all about the cranial issue. So again, you need to go back to the source and work on that and the horse's immune system. I know a lot of horses that would get just go crazy with flies on the lower legs. And when you put the chemical fly sprays on, and then the horse drops and rubs their head on the front leg when it itches, then they get that into the eye. And that's a whole nother subjects. So people will buy those fly leg guards so that they can just be out in the pasture, that kind of Velcro on. I've seen people even just go to Kmart or Target and get the tall basketball playing socks for like kids or adults, depending on the size of your horse, and cut off the toe, and they would just pull the sock up until the elasticity went out of it. So you need to look at that. I do have a book on Amazon called Horse 102, Holistic Alternatives, and I talk a lot about that on there. And there's also ones on my YouTube channel, Holistic Horseworks, and you can always email me.
Thank you, April. That's about all the time we have for today. For other podcasts, please visit holistichorseworks.com. Thanks for listening.